And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, 3CR Saturday Breakfast. And continuing with this discussion about our local environment, environmental assets that are needing to be protected, we've got Adrian Marshall on the line. G'day, Adrian. How are you?
I'm well, Annie. How are you?
Good. And you're from the Grass Plains Network, which is fascinating. I didn't even know you existed.
Well, we've been around for about 5 years now. We, the Grassy Plains Network is a collection of academics, ecologists, community members, land managers who are concerned about the decline of our native grasslands, especially in and around Melbourne, because we don't have many of our native grasslands left, just perhaps 1%, and Melbourne is actually a hot spot for them. And, the land bankers have done us a little bit of a good turn that way.
In fact, just to underline the importance of grasslands, Australia has recently been found to have the largest amount of lost species. And these are mainly found in grasslands.
Yes, that's right. An article came out just the other month saying that 26 out of 30 of our mammal extinctions were either partially or wholly dependent on grasslands. So things like bilbies and bettongs and bandicoots, all the bee ones, potoroos, some wallabies, and that's not counting all the reptiles and insects and so on that are probably
and frogs.
In the way of all things too. And frogs, of course, yes.
Yeah, yeah, all the indicators of the health of our environment, in fact. Victoria National Parks Association and Grassy Plains Network alerted us to the fact that Victoria's last remaining old-growth grasslands are actually being destroyed following illegal dumping. Tell us about this.
Yes, that's right. It's a very tragic event. It's just sometime about last Christmas, but nobody noticed it until April. There are 36 conservation areas designated across Melbourne as part of a deal between the state and federal governments to when they released land for urban growth, they said, all right, protect these 36 ones, and one of those 36 has just recently been covered with fill, so from some building, massive amounts of it, from some building works. And it's a terrible thing because it was supposed to be protected. It's 40 hectares, so it's quite large. It was really high quality, so we might only have 1% of our grasslands left, but this was like in the top 1% of those 1%. So it was like a really good patch of it. Really, really rare. Very, very critically endangered, if you can have such a thing.
Truly ancient grassland.
That's right. It's this sort of thing wouldn't have been like ploughed or grazed. It had escaped all of that. These were the mechanisms by which we lost most of our grasslands in Victoria, first through the grass rush, if you want to call it that, when within 10 years of John Batman arrived.
Sheep.
Sheep, yes, indeed. Within 10 minutes, yeah, lots and lots and lots of sheep. And after sheep came agriculture and ploughing and the application of superphosphate, which native species don't particularly like and which exotic species do. So you lose a lot of... we probably lost as much to superphosphate as we did to the sheep.
Yeah, and agricultural department recommended.
Yes, that's right. And now we've got all the weeds like serrated tussock, which I heard you advertising the serrated tussock working party just before. You know, those weeds really have like a terrible grip. And that's one of the things about these conservation areas is that, and the Western Grassland Reserves, which is all part of the same state and federal deal, is the government says they're going to acquire this land, but then they don't. The landholders know their land's going to be acquired at some point down the line, and so they stop looking after it. Like, why are they going to spend $60,000 a year on maintenance and so on when the government's just going to buy your land at whatever the price was anyway? So weeds just explode across, have exploded across these to be protected grasslands.
Yeah.
And so we're losing massive amounts of it to just like government inaction.
Yeah.
The fact that then they haven't gone and purchased these things yet.
Yeah, so the 2010 initiative, the Melbourne Strategic Assessment, basically, I love the what you say, it's not a set and forget project.
That's right. So they declared all of these land was supposed to be purchased and acquired by 2020, so in 10 years. And then 2 years ago, the Victorian Auditor General did a report on the whole program and found like only 10% had been purchased. So it's just complete failure, really. And so all of those other 90% of grasslands, well, it's down to 83% now, but those other grasslands are just in terrible decline because they're not being managed properly.
So conservation groups and community groups are calling for a meeting. You actually have a plan. You have four things that you're asking for.
Yes, that's right. So especially spurred by the loss of this Conservation Area 9, as it's called, this 40 hectares of grassland, we want the federal government, who's been pretty much absent for the last 9 years. Yeah, that's right. So the new Labor government, we want them to do a proper audit of the Melbourne Strategic Assessment to actually see just how bad the damage is, as it were. We want to see if any of this destroyed grassland can actually be restored. We want a purchase of an equivalent area of grassland. There are quite a few large, high-quality grasslands in private hands still that should be purchased by the state government, and this is a great opportunity to do that. And, yeah, that's right. So
You want the 35 conservation areas legally protected and properly managed.
Yes, indeed, because a number of them still have no legal protections over them, apart from the fact that they've got native veg on and you're just generally not allowed to clear native veg. They've got no environmental significance overlay. They're still zoned urban growth zone as if, it's a bit farcical, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that the Grassy Plains Network and the volunteers are actually keeping an eye on this for us, the public. But is there something that you think the sleeping public should be doing?
They should rise up. Yes, indeed. But we've got a... if you go to the Victorian National Parks Association website, you'll be able to find a letter to the minister to send. That would be a great first thing to do. Or you can get to that letter through the Grassy Plains Network website, grassyplains.net.au as well, or through our Facebook page, Grassy Plains Network. That'd be the main first action, but generally just get out there and do best and support the environment however you feel fit, indeed.
Thanks for talking to us today, Adrian.
Oh, thank you, Annie, very much.
Yeah.
Go well.
Yeah.